From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. For the first time, a NASA spacecraft has found ice on Mars. Scientists said today that they are confident the Phoenix craft that landed there last month is standing on a vast plain of frozen water. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
When Phoenix touched down in the northern region of Mars, the first images showed a dusty, dirty landscape. But measurements from orbit indicated hydrogen below the surface, maybe H2O, frozen water. And there is something there.
It was with a great deal of thrill as we landed and looked underneath the lander to see that the thrusters had uncovered a very hard, bright layer about 5 or 6 centimeters beneath the lander.
Peter Smith from the University of Arizona is the team's principal investigator. But what was that layer? Salt? Ice? Phoenix reached out its robotic arm and began to claw the surface. That freed up some chunks of the material, and after 4 days in the morning sun, the chunks completely vanished, the way snow can on a sunny, dry day.
So, with great pride and a lot of joy today, I announce that we have found the proof that we've been seeking that show that this hard, bright material really is water ice and not some other substance.
Smith said he'd been worried the ice might be just out of reach, but that's not the case. It appears to be everywhere.
To me, when I look out over this kind of flat plain of rock and dirt, frankly, it's just dirt, it's just amazing that what we're really looking at, if you were to get a big broom and sweep this area off, is we're on an ice sheet.
In the near future, scientists want to have the lander scoop up some of the ice and load it into a small oven. By heating it and analyzing the vapors, they can tell what's mixed in with the ice. Mark Lemon is at Texas A&M University.
I think the big story is that we can reach out and touch it, that we can sample it, and that we can use our instruments to taste it and smell it and each of the other things.
The big question is whether Mars could have, or can, support life. Peter Smith says you need more than water, you need food. So the lander will be testing for organic molecules.
Organic materials, it's kind of like what we eat, you know. We don't eat rocks. We have to have carbon chain materials that we ingest into our bodies to create new cells and to give us energy. That's what has to be there if you're gonna have a habitable zone on Mars.
The team hopes to have an answer this summer as to whether Mars had those ingredients. A future mission could go and actually look for life. David Kestenbaum, NPR News.